Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
And welcome back in to Rock On Retirement. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Morgan Patrick, as well as best-selling author, over 31-year veteran in the financial arena, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, we haven't even gotten to this yet, but you have this list you put together of 18 ideas for lifetime wealth and peace of mind, true retirement income strategies that we need to be paying attention to. So what do you have here for us?
Well, one of the most popular strategies is called the bucketing strategy, the bucket approach. And it also is sometimes called time segmenting approach. It's a strategy that establishes different buckets or accounts for different spending in different time periods of your life. So you segment what you want to have put aside. And the beauty of this is we can tell you with certainty what kind of income you're going to get from each segmented bucket you put aside today, in today's dollars, what it could be in years from now.
Wow.
And we also can factor inflation in for you too, to show you what your buying power will be. To me, we start with a one-to-one buying power. If I have a dollar right now and I want to go buy a Big Mac with it, I'm in trouble, by the way.
Yes, you are.
$6.
Prices went up.
Try getting a hamburger.
Well, let's say I had a $5 bill at Big Macs for $5 right now. Well, let's say 20 years from now, I tell myself, Coach Pete, when I get 20 years into retirement, I want to be able to buy a Big Mac with the same amount of money I have today. So then we factor in inflation and say, well, you need to put a certain amount of money away. It needs to grow by this amount so you can have that enough money to buy the same Big Mac in 20 or 30 years from now, if they still have it.
Yeah.
If it's still affordable.
A plan.
Don't plan for those words.
But it's all about planning. And money you need in the short term, we always hold in cash. And so, like, if you need money in the next 1 to 3 years, we advise cash, because that's called the yellow bucket, by the way. It's really not going to gain much, but it will these days. The rates have been going up pretty much, maybe 5% of CD. So you put that money in a CD at a bank, grows by 5%, but it's there. It's pretty much liquid if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a 3-month penalty of interest if you want to take money out of a CD. So to me, I mean, you know, it's not that much of a penalty still.
It's 3 months, yeah, at least no principal loss. Yeah, makes sense.
So near-term money is the money we need to have that can't have any – we can't lock it away in a time capsule type account, in other words, like that.
Okay.
Very, very important. So – and then we need money for longer term. We have a lot more time for it to grow. If we have a 10-year bucket, 10 years from now, we could put that in the market if we wanted to, because then we technically have time for a market cycle. The money is not going to go up all the time. It's not going to go down all the time. But hopefully, using historical numbers, it'll be worth more than it is today. But that's still if strategy, Thomas. And you know what Coach Pete doesn't like? What word he doesn't like? He doesn't like that word if.
I agree.
So there are some time segmented buckets. We can put it away today. And 10 years from now, we can tell you exactly what it's going to be. We can also tell you exactly what your income is going to be. Again, at the minimum, could be more. We always anticipate the market going to, like, not doing a single thing, not going up a single day if we put our money in different places, because that's the only way to really have a legitimate look ahead. And we say, if the market does go up some of those times, you get to share in the gain of the market, so you have more income, not less. So if you can build a plan around the negatives, Morgan, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, you said something about if you can wait through the cycle, because it is going to cycle back.
It always does.
But
we don't know.
Right.
It may never cycle back. So that's, if you have the money at risk, there's no guarantee whatsoever.
Well, I guess I was going to jump on this fact that so many people out there, they panic. They immediately panic when the market goes down, and that could hurt them in retirement planning. How important is it to almost, you know, take that deep breath and don't dive in, like, right away when the market goes south?
Well, again, it's dollar cost averaging. So if you're trying to play the market, you should never put all the money in at one time. You could be buying a high, or you might be buying a low, but you don't know that. So if you take, let's say you had $100,000 to put in the market, and instead of putting it all in at one time, you divide it into 10 little pieces, or 10 other mini buckets.
Yeah.
And so once a month, at the same day, at the same date, not the same time, but you could do it like every Wednesday at 10:05, I'm going to put money in. But but over 10 months, you're putting in 1/10 of the money. And so technically, you're going to average out your cost, a higher or lower. You're going to be mad when it's higher than it was last month. You're going to be happy when it was, if the stock is lower than it was next month, because you're buying more money. Sort of like people that do a 401k. You're putting new money in every single month. And when the market goes down, I know it's not fun to watch the news and everybody's all gloomy sometimes, but it's good for you if you're putting new money in to have the market go down. Believe it or not, Thomas.
You know, I completely understand it. And it's why I think education is so important. If you have questions about what we're talking about, 888-456-7577 is the number to call to get your own personalized, customized advice from a true fiduciary team here at Capital Financial. 888-456-7577 or text keyword retire to 600-700.
Now, we've got before we get on to number two of the 18 steps, which is separating needs and wants, and I'm going to tell you a special strategy I use for that. But we need to make sure that people can get educated. And I think education is paramount these days, and it's lacking, believe it or not, in the financial world. Yes, there's millions and millions of articles out there about the financial world, but they're not customized to you. Maybe in the future they will be with the artificial intelligence. But we need to make sure we understand exactly what we need to understand as a consumer. And therefore, we put together a very special site called Retirement Help Center, haven't we?
We have. It's a wonderful site. We have a number of videos on there. And like you said, Coach, it's all about education. These are short-form videos, topical. We're not necessarily going to jump from different topics. So if you want to know what to do with your 401k, what to do with Social Security, if you don't really know what a TSP is, go there, figure out what these things are, if they're relevant to you, and how you can make best use of them in your retirement plan. RetirementHelpCenter.com is the place to go. RetirementHelpCenter.com. And Coach, I want to let people know as well, we have a ton of awesome, awesome calculators on the site now as well. 16 different calculators that we have. One that I'm going to point out, which I think is just kind of fun, is saving to be a millionaire.
So
you can go in there, put in your numbers, and see how long it'll take for you to get to that. How many digits is that? Seven digits, Coach.
Seven digits. Well, it's just important, though, to make sure that we have our plans put together how we need them put together.
It is.
And having $1 million used to seem like a big deal. By the way, that was the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire code right there. But having $1 million put aside isn't that much money anymore, unfortunately. When you look at a $1 million portfolio, if you wanted to take 4% of that out a year, that's only $40,000 a year to live on. Mm-hmm. And then you could exhaust that money because if it's in the market, it could go away. And so if you start with $1 million, it might not be $1 million when you need it. And so needs versus wants is number two on the list, by the way. So my daughter, she's 17 now, and she always needs everything, Morgan. You know, you've gone through that too. I need this. I need that. I said, do you really need it? Well, I want it. I said, well, that's wants. So when I meet with folks and when my team meets with folks, we go through, now separately, we have a want sheet and a need sheet. And we have some hints to get you thinking the right way when you're going through these sheets. But we have both spouses fill these out separately, and then we compare them together. So it's funny what one spouse thinks they may need in the future as
it's like the newlywed game.
It is. I feel like Chuck Woolery. That's a different one. That's Dating Connection. Who was the other guy? Who was the guy in Newlyweds? Bob Newhart. That's who it was.
There you go.
Now, separate wants and needs is very important, and it's very essential to describe what's really needed and what's just discretionary. All right, so very important. Well, I need this, I need that. Morgan, do you really need five cars?
No,
I'm not talking about you, but somebody has. I need five cars. Why? Well, there's 7 days of the week, and I don't want to drive. I don't want to be seen twice, too many times in the same car.
Must be a really bad driver.
So it's just important to make sure you can identify wants and needs, because there's only so many dollars to go around, as we all know. And that's called budgeting a little bit. I hate that word budget. I like more of a spending plan.
Like
what do you want to spend? Mm-hmm. And then we look forward into it. We factor inflation and say, well, you're going to need this much money to cover your basic needs. And then if you want to travel the world, you want to play golf, you're going to need this much money. Let's put it aside now. Let's put it in a time capsule account. Let's make sure that it also has a financial fill-up strategy into it, where every single year you'll get a new check in your mailbox. It'll never go away. Even if your balance goes to zero, you continue to get that income check. Folks, income planning. If you'd like to find out about your own income plan inside Coach Pete's Power Plan, the next 10 of you, it's free if you call right now.
All right, that number, 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577, or text keyword RETIRE to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.